So today I'm going to be talking about neuro differences and about Down syndrome and autism in particular. And I have to say that this was a really difficult piece to write about because a lot of this is still finding form in my head and in my thinking. I'm still trying to understand this. So it's not like I have a really super clear idea about any or all of this. It's more that I'm just trying to figure out things. So this is what I wrote in my blog post about it. We are all taught from an early age to conform and to please others. We're taught that if we conform or please others in different ways to make others happy, we'll be happy ourselves. One of the biggest lessons that we consistently learn while growing up is how to behave in such a way that the fewest people possible will disapprove of us. This is so because if we are disapproved of, we will have a harder time in this world. One problem with this way of being raised is that we'll never please everyone. As soon as we are perfectly conformed to one group, we'll be out of conformity with another. As soon as we learn how to please the Democrats, the Republicans will be displeased. If our happiness is hinging on conformity and pleasing others, we will never, ever be happy. Another problem with this way of living is that if we're always looking outside of ourselves for what is right and for guidance, we will not be looking inside. And it's only when we look inside ourselves that we're able to connect with our personal power. We give some lip service these days to following our own inner guidance, urging ourselves and others to be yourself and stay true to you. All of this is, of course, still conforming because when we say be yourself, we're really just saying be yourself in a way that makes me feel good and makes others comfortable. We're really saying be yourself while staying on the path now. Because when someone is really themselves and really stays absolutely in tune with themselves and thus with their inner connection with Source, then watch the freak out happen. Nowhere better is this exemplified, I think, than with people with autism and Down syndrome. I'm using these two in particular because my son has Asperger's and my daughter has Down syndrome. I see this all the time with them. People loving them until they get weird. Loving how smart my son is, but distancing themselves from him because of how uncomfortable his stimming or subject obsessions make them feel. I see people loving my super adorable daughter, but wanting her to change the way she expresses her abundance of joy when she shrieks in delight. I see it daily with both of them. Just change this, this, and that, and we'll be happy. But this is the thing. They can't. They are hardwired to be who they are. As I get to know my children better, I can't help but think that they were born missing the factor of needing to please others. If I or anyone else tries to get them to be like some social expectation of who they should be, we only succeed in making all of us intensely miserable. This bothered me for a while. I was worried that they would be unhappy or have a harder time in this world because they were not conforming and thus facing disapproval. But over time, I see their inability to conform to be a real gift that they bring to the world and to themselves. They find their own happiness in their lives and depend on no one to approve of them in order to be happy. This is huge. It's taken me a long time to even basically understand. But my neurodiverse children operate on a different wavelength. They are square pegs in a world full of round ones. And there being a square peg, I believe that we all benefit because there is value in diversity and difference. In embracing their diversity and difference, there is joy. It's like being on a river ride and enjoying the ride instead of fighting it, even though my ride might be different from someone else's ride. I think this is where a lot of parents of neurodiverse people get it wrong. We try to make them more like us, but they were not born to be like us. They were born to be like themselves. And there's so much value in that. As a society, we need to pivot. So many children are coming into our world now that society cannot conform, no matter what. We need to see the value in their nonconformity. We need to recognize the value of diversity, and that includes more than racial diversity. It's diversity in thought, expression, thinking, moving, feeling, sensing, hearing, seeing, and being. That means valuing the entire spectrum of disability and all of the intense, amazing differences that exist in the disability community. Valuing all of this helps us as human beings to push beyond our round peg worlds and see things in new ways, explore different ways of experiencing the world, and understand that no person comes into their full power and ability by striving to be like their neighbor. We don't get new ideas and expand the kernel of human consciousness by being like the Kardashians. No, we get new ideas and expand the kernel of human consciousness by turning our gaze inward and allowing ourselves the space and grace to connect with who we really are. We expand by allowing ourselves and our children to grow into our personal power, skills, and talents, and by valuing diversity, even, and maybe especially, aspects of diversity that we do not yet fully understand. Those are my thoughts about this for now, and thanks for joining me, and I look forward to connecting with you more later. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done that already. And take care. Over and out.